What if you could spot your next best business partner before a single conversation ever took place? This is the Partnership Playbook, a podcast helping sales and marketing leaders secure high-value partnerships that finally unlocks business growth and reclaims time. I'm your coach, Phil Hay Sinclair. Welcome to the show. Now, if you've only got 2 minutes, let me cut to the chase. In today's episode, you'll learn how to identify potential partners before the first coffee, the first Zoom, or the first handshake. Specifically, we're looking at 10 observable behaviors, things that you can see on LinkedIn, in public interactions, and across their content that act like trust signals. These signs reveal not only how someone operates, but how they might show up inside a partnership. We'll unpack how to use these clues to make faster, smarter, and less risky decisions about who to engage and when to move on. By the end of this episode, you'll understand how to sharpen your radar. You'll learn to read between the digital lines, spotting generosity, humility, and consistency well before a pitch is made. You'll learn how to filter with clarity. You'll be able to cut through the noise, focusing only on individuals who demonstrate partnership-aligned behaviors. And you'll be able to build a personal partner playbook. You'll leave with a tangible set of criteria you can apply immediately to qualify future partners faster. Now, let me ask you this. How many times have you invested weeks, sometimes months, getting to know a potential partner only to realize you're misaligned in values, energy, or follow through? What if I told you that most of what you need to know was already visible right there in their public behavior? So let's start with some things that you can start implementing straight away. Number one, trust the trail. People leave breadcrumbs of behavior, from how they comment on others' success to how they share their own failures. Their public presence is a preview of your private experience with them. Number two, count consistency over charisma. You know, charisma can dazzle, but consistent signals like timely follow through, elevating others, and transparent sharing predict partnership longevity. And number three, treat content like a case study. Look at what they post as more than marketing. It's a character reference. Are they sharing the spotlight, publishing playbooks, celebrating customers? They aren't just tactics, they're tells. Now, you can think of this episode as a guide to behavioral due diligence. Partnerships are people-powered, and people show us who they are through patterns. Before contracts, introductions, or even meetings, they're showing up in public and signaling either clarity or chaos, maturity or ego, consistency or flakiness. These patterns are especially valuable in today's remote-first, content-saturated world. Leaders with partnership potential behave in recognizable ways long before you ever reach out. So why does this strategy make sense? Well, here's the thing. Great partnerships don't start with legal documents. They start with alignment, and alignment begins with awareness. By tuning into 10 public behaviors, you'll be ahead of 90% of leaders who still rely on gut feel or slow discovery calls. These aren't soft signals, they're strategic ones. Consider someone who celebrates others publicly, turns praise into collaboration, quotes others without ego, shares learnings, not just wins, and publishes playbooks, not just hype. These aren't just nice to haves, they're deal-shaping insights. When you orient your outreach around these behaviors, two things happen fast. First, you dramatically reduce wasted energy with misaligned prospects. And second, you begin attracting similar operators, people who recognize and value the same signals. I've seen leaders cut their partnership development cycle in half just by filtering for signals like following through quickly, highlighting others, and responding with grace to feedback. These aren't accidental wins. They're process-driven outcomes for intentional filtering. Now, here's what to watch out for. Signal confusion. A polished feed isn't a trustworthy signal unless backed by substance. Flashy posts don't equal partnership readiness. Also, be aware of projection, seeing what you hope to see in someone. That's why this framework isn't about a single post, but a pattern over time. And also remember, some high-value partners fly under the radar. Quiet consistency can be harder to spot, but when you do, it's gold. Use this approach as a guide, not gospel. Let's get to the nuts and bolts of the 10 signals to watch for. These are high leverage behaviors that show someone's probably a great partner before you even talk. Number one, they celebrate others publicly, not just their own wins. Number two, they follow through quickly because action beats ideas. Number three, they don't hoard the spotlight. Shared wins means shared values. Number 4, they ask great questions in public. Curious people collaborate better. Number 5, they credit their partners openly. It shows respect and also integrity. Number 6, they engage with feedback gracefully. That is resilience in action. Number 7, they highlight customers by name. And this is demonstrating empathy, which is a leadership asset. Number 8, they share learnings, not just wins. Transparency builds early trust. Number nine, they connect others freely, and this is a great sign of ecosystem thinking. Number 10, they reflect momentum, not chaos. And that's because clarity is the new charisma. When you spot 3 or more of these consistently, you're likely to have found someone worth exploring. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode that gave you 10 signals to watch for when looking for new partners. Before you go, I've got a question for you. Do you worry that you're wasting time, money, and credibility on the wrong partnerships? It's exhausting to pretend everything's fine while quietly second-guessing your decisions. You see others thriving with the right connections, and you're stuck wondering if you're missing out on opportunities to elevate your business, reputation, and secure the results that you think you can get. The fear of making another costly mistake can feel paralyzing. Well, that ends today, because I've created a free partner scorecard that instantly assesses if a potential partner is an ideal fit for your business. This tool and a Tesla case study that comes with it will give you clarity, confidence, and the edge you've been looking for to secure partnerships that not only work, but finally unlock growth for your business. You can find the link to this tool in the show notes. And thanks again for being here. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes Sinclair. I'll see you in the next episode.